Welcome to Los Introverts. I am Jordy.
I am Horace Morris.
The podcast where two quiet people try to socialize. Since we're both introverts, I thought it would be good to talk about having to hang out with other people. It's hella hard. That's how I feel.
This is weird to me because I have trouble seeing you in that setting. Like,
what do you mean?
Legit. Like me, I genuinely have trouble with that. But with you, like, I'm guessing you pass it off as so, like, nonchalantly.
I shut down.
Nah,
I swear. I shut down. And Andy can vouch for me for this one. And he's going to have to turn his mic on as much as he doesn't want to. I literally called him one time at a club. Like, I was straight panicking,
No,
bro.
No. Watch.
Panicking.
Watch. But the fact that you even get to the club is an accomplishment on its own. Dude,
I was forced. Yeah.
At all.
Dude, I was forced to go to that club.
Why did you go there, bro?
Because I hadn't been with my girlfriend that long, huh?
Yeah, you hadn't been.
Yeah, I hadn't been with her that long.
Roughly,
so like
how long?
Roughly, I want to say, like, maybe, like, 6-8 months tops. So
you wanted to, like...
I wanted to impress. I wanted to show her that I was down for whatever.
Right.
And, dude... I went to that club. I don't know how to dance. So I was forced to fucking dance.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh my God. I would kill to see your moves, bro.
There was no moves, dude. You know what I did? She had one of her friends that also went, and she wasn't really dancing. So the whole time, I just kind of hung out with her friend.
Oh.
And... she wasn't having that. She wasn't having it at all. And I just got so overwhelmed that, like, I had to step out. So I stepped out and, like, in panic, I called Andy, like, dude, I can't do this. I need to get I need to get out of here. And
yeah.
Yeah, I remember being on the opposite side of that. I was like, what the hell are you doing in a club?
Yeah. And he was just trying to calm me down. And stuff.
But, like, do you sometimes miss that? Like, do you wish that you were, like, that person that would, like, that likes to socialize? And because, like, me, it's like, I wish I can go to a college party and not know anyone.
Yeah, same.
And still be like,
making a conversation with
somebody.
Yeah,
but, like, my mind starts to work like this, and I'm like,
wow. Dude, at every party I've ever gone to, if you can't find me, guaranteed I'm gonna be outside talking with some random dude outside, like, completely separated from the party.
That's where, like, I find it hard, because, like, I feel like now I've gotten better at, like, I guess knowing that, like, you have to do that too if you want to overcome that stuff, so you know. Yeah, like,
honestly,
you're legit just gonna be alone for the rest of your life.
No, yeah, stuff, and, you know? Like, one of the things I've been, like, really trying, because I've been trying to work on that, because one of the main things that I do is, like, I avoid people at all costs. Like, I do not hang out with them. And I know that it's, like, I don't want to grow old and not have any friends, you know, because I just refuse to hang out with them. Right. So I've been forcing myself, since we're in COVID, you know, it's like, okay, I have nothing better to do. I force myself to, like, hit up people that I haven't talked to in a while and interact with them. And, dude, it's like having to text them is so draining. Like, and just the thought of, like, okay, I need to make plans with this person to hang out with them. Like, and normally they'll say, like, oh, I'm down, I'm free, like, next week.
Right.
And and that day, dude, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, dude, I'm gonna hang out with this person next week and all that stuff. Like, dude, come the day or the day before. Oh my God, dude. I'm like, how the fuck do I get out of this?
With
I'm breaking
me,
my own rule.
With me, it's weird because now I choose to be in front of people that would make me uncomfortable. Because if I'm comfortable around these people that I hardly even know or like talk to, I'll be comfortable with like certain family members that I haven't talked to in years. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? So it's like getting comfortable with like the worst, that like my palms are like sweating. Like if M&M? Legit, like they get
mom spaghetti.
Yeah. Go for it. Go. Wrap it.
Honestly, dude, I can't do that. Like, because I try, like, even for my fiance's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
I had to hang out with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I couldn't.
They were great friends, right?
I'm sure they were cool people, but just being in the room, dude, I was just like, I can't talk with these people. I don't know why, but I just couldn't talk to them. And I look like I look like a square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another like big thing too, that like I used to think like what they're talking about is dumb or like this and that, but it's like, it's not like it's just like me being like negative and like being like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like I forced myself, because during quarantine, like you're around like the same people and stuff. So now, like, I don't know. I guess like I changed my mindset, and changing that helps like this.
Yeah, because you get into like a headspace.
The more circle. Yeah.
You get into a headspace that doesn't like allow you to like do anything.
Because it's like, do you not think that I like want hello friends and want to talk to this person that I'm gonna talk to for two hours and then like not see them ever again? You know what I mean? For me, it's about making a good first impression so that they don't think, oh, that dude's like he's all bad and stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't have that. Like for me, dude, I try to push people away from me by like,
I know,
like they'll think I'm being.
They think you're so like cool and this and that.
No, not that.
I've heard.
Not that. Like they think I'm like, I'll be rude to them,
mm-hmm.
and like I'm hella sarcastic, okay. So they'll think. They'll think that's him being sarcastic. It's like whatever, but it's like in my head, I'm like, no, dude, I'm being serious right now.
Yeah.
But and those people just kind of latch on. You know how like as an introvert, like you always get like captured by an extrovert, like, oh, you're mine now, and we're gonna be friends. And it's always like that, dude. Like I try to push those people away, and it's always the people that like are bringing me along and always hitting me up, and I'm just like, God, dude, it's like.
Do you feel like you do better on when you're with someone one on one?
Because
I feel like I like strive to the moon. You know what I mean?
I love being one on one.
And then they see me, whether it's at work or at school, and I'm not like that person.
Yeah.
And they already have like a preconceived notion of like, oh, but you're this. Oh, so you only, and it's like, nah. Like when I'm around people, like I just want to like crawl in the ball and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Same here. Yeah, because you like the fact that you know that other people might be listening to what you're saying just makes you not want to talk. At least that's how it is for me.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, no, yeah, for us. Bro, that's trippy. Cause that stuff happens a lot at work, where I talk to someone and we can talk for like not hours, but like, you know, for a cool while. But there's that someone that I've never talked to.
Yeah,
it's just like a, you know, and I know if I start to talk to this person might think that like, oh, so you don't like me or what? You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, like I'm legit just like really like introvert.
Do you ever do this with phone calls? Like, let's say you're in a room and you get a phone call and you like it has already rung like 3-4 times,
mm-hmm.
but you like wait till you get out of that room to answer it, and even then you're just like looking around like, oh, like, hey, what's up? Because dude, I do that all the time.
Oh,
man.
My God.
And sometimes I miss calls that are important because like I have to wait till I'm outside of that room so nobody can hear who the heck is calling me.
I've never done that, but you know what's weird? I was trying to get gas yesterday and I saw a bunch of cars. And it was a bunch of cars here at the local one. So I was like, what are the chances that I get off and I see someone from like my passing up.
Same.
And I was like, damn, I gotta get over this stuff. So yeah. I was like, mm-mm. I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna put in gas. And it was like weird because when I was back home, I was like, I like, people don't even think twice, you know? They're like, oh, I'm gonna just go get gas. And
yeah.
I was like, what if this person's there? What if someone sees him? And
then you have to like catch up. Like, yeah. Oh, what have you been doing?
It's not,
like, I don't want to catch up.
It's not really about like not wanting to catch up. It's more about like, I just legit get like nervous. Legit.
Nervous?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say nervous. For me, it's more of a like,
I feel like
I didn't even talk to you when I lived here.
I mean,
like, where is this interest coming from now that you want to talk to me?
I feel like I wasn't that cool in high school. Like,
bro, I wasn't cool.
Like
either.
You? I was fuck at, no. I was at like,
I wouldn't hang out with anybody.
I was at like quiet, quiet kid. I was known as the quiet kid. You know what I mean? You were like that kid that like, I don't even know, you know?
Yeah, because nobody knew.
Yeah, we try to keep.
I think Andy wants to add a little something to that.
Let's go.
I don't know why, but like, I think extroverts always feel like introverts are secretly cool, because like I knew both of you in high school, and I never talked to Jose, so I always knew him as the guy with the camera because he was on yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because if you look at his yearbook, there's something in there for me saying, hey, I hope I get to know you after high school.
Damn, bro, Mr. Yeah. Cool guy over here.
Like, I was manifesting.
And I remember, like, I would be, like, in the circles with you and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, like, you know, he doesn't really talk. And one of our mutual friends, the little one named Nick, mm-hmm. he would say, he does talk. He just doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. And yeah, like, that's a perfect, like, bro, if I could, I would talk to you more, but I legit can't. It's like so weird.
No, but for me, it's a little bit of that as well. Of like, I honestly just don't want to talk to you. Like, there's nothing that I find interesting about you for me to want to have a conversation with you. And I know that sounds a little douchey.
It does.
But that's very just kind of how it is. Like, because I like silence.
On the douchey meter, that's a 9 right there.
But
bro.
It's because I like silence. Bro. Like for me. I'm always in a headspace.
You like what?
I like silence.
Silence.
Yeah, because I'm always in my headspace. Like I'm always thinking of different projects to do, like different paintings, different sculptures. But it's just always flowing in my head. I don't want to be distracted.
It's because you're a creative person.
What do you mean, creative person? I am a creative person.
That's why.
Getting my master.
Sorry for the thing. You're a creative person.
Get it right.
Yeah.
He just wants a quiet place.
Not the movie.
Quiet Place 2 in theaters now.
Yeah. I don't want to watch it.
Nah, because like going back to Andy's point, yeah. Like I just got like shy and like nervous and like I always saw it as like bad, you know? Which it is bad to me because like it's like one is clearly seen as better than the other one. The introverted one that's in the corner at the party. Dude. And the extroverted one that's like not like the life of the party, but they're not just like, you know, they're waiting for someone to talk to them. It's like, that's oh me. So what's your major, like, this and that. Yeah,
he's looking all talk
cool.
To me
looking all cool. I just thought Horace hated me in high school. I was like, why does he not like me?
Nah. To anyone that thought that, I was just shy. I love awe,
bro. I legit tried to talk humans. To you one time and you were like, who are you, bro? And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, but you, because you had
that. That's the extent of that.
You had that, like, hairstyle. And I was like, bro, what are you doing right now, bro?
Well, no. Back then, I didn't care about my hairstyle. It was literally, like, straight out of bed.
You know what you have the straight hair, right?
Yeah, no, I had, like
straight hair?
I had, like, semi-wavy. Like, if it got long enough, it was wavy. And I always had bed hair. So when... It was just like a shaggy mess. And it wasn't until I went to prom that I because like obviously you have to look nice for prom, you know?
Of course.
And of course. I got a comb over.
I remember that.
Yeah. And after that, I was just like comb over all the time because the girl I was talking to like loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, like, because I tried asking her out like 3 times. And each time she was playing hard to get. Like I knew she liked me, but.
There you go.
But she was playing hard to get. She just didn't want to admit her feelings. Hi, Andy.
Andy? Yeah, I remember that. How does being introverted impact your relationships? Because I noticed you said you went to prom. Did you go to prom whores?
I did not.
Like, who's the real introvert?
I did not.
I'm an introvert.
Right?
I was just trying to shoot my shot. That's why I asked her to prom.
How do I say?
Because like we would always hang out, and I knew like we both liked each other, mm-hmm. but like she had like personal issues, then that's why she like didn't really want to pursue a relationship. So, what I was like, okay, you know what? It's gonna seal the deal. Ask her to prom.
I feel like the word I used to look at like shy, quiet, introvert as bad. It's all bad, you know. But it's like that's who you are. If you try and change yourself, you're just gonna hate yourself, you know? So now, legit, like the past few months, it's like I just like appreciating who I am, like stuff like that, you know what I mean? So it's like, this is who I am, you know? But still, of course, like trying to step out of my shell, like on the regular basis. Cause I feel like that's all.
I still stay in my shell. I don't really come out of it. Bruh. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
Pero mira, gente, I feel like you're an introvert, yeah, but you're not really an introvert.
What do you mean? It's like a fake personality trait of mine? Like, oh, I'm introverted.
Because you tell me your, like, stories and, like,
but it's like Andy said, it's all just, like, one-on-one things that I do with people.
Andy?
Yeah, most of the time. But I think what a horse is getting at is that you're talking about situations that he wouldn't see himself ever being in.
Well, it's like a spectrum.
Yeah, legit.
You might be deeper in it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in it, like deep inside, and I'm trying to swim up where you're at, you know? And the crazy part is, I don't even know how to swim, bro. Yeah.
I know how to doggy paddle.
Yeah?
I know how to doggy paddle.
I don't know how to swim, bro.
I used to know how to swim, and oh my god, dude, this shit was so... This,
no.
We went... I went swimming, dude, with my brothers one time to Pinecrest. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know, I know how to swim. Because mm-hmm. I used to know how to swim. I was pretty good. I was like, I know how to swim. I'm gonna like, just have some fun, you know? Dude, I try swimming. And I'm just like sinking. And I'm like, the same for me.
Yeah.
I'm
like, I'm out. Get me out of here. Yeah.
Fighting for my life.
Because like people say the more that you like try and like move your feet and like hands, the more that you'll sink. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like just stay still and you'll float. But it's like, bruh.
No.
My thinking is like if I stay still, boom.
No, that works. I'm dead, bro. Because that time that I was sinking, I know how to float on my back. So that's just what I did. I just float on my back. And all you have to do is just literally like, I don't know what it is, but just relax yourself.
I will never try that.
Dude, all you have to do is relax yourself. But it's and like, just like, you're
that,
floating.
That's one of my biggest fears. Like just water. Legit.
Water?
I swear to God, how I put that.
It's inside you. You're 80%, right? 70%?
I'm not sure if to take that as a joke or such bad of a joke that I laugh at the actual attempt.
Well, speaking of which, since we're both introverted people and mm-hmm. we honestly struggle making friends, I honestly don't even remember how the heck we met or how we even started talking to each other.
Oh, okay. This will go back to like how, like we used to work at Taco Bell, but I never talked to you. Cause I just did
like for a week when I was there.
That
you
was
like balanced, bro. Like you that saw was me, our you saw me there, and you were like, I'm
Jose,
out of here.
I'm out of here, bro. Cause our mutual friend worked there too. No, the other one.
Paola?
Yeah, she worked there too.
Oh, yeah, she did. But I didn't.
And then she was the one that left.
I didn't work there when she was working. She quit. Like,
I was there for at least like 3 to 4 months, and then I switched over to my current job. But I knew that you worked there, and I never talked to you, but I knew that you were friends with Reaper. And I was like, oh, I mean, all right, another kid, you know. And then once you followed me to
my
what are you, master, and you swam over, bro.
Can I have a car ride?
And then you followed me to my current job, and then
followed you.
Come on,
nah. Bro. Okay, I worked at Taco Bell for quite a while
because you were pretty up there.
I became a manager.
Yeah,
but I quit because I got so fat.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just wasn't like I wasn't focusing on school.
Yeah, bro, you got chubs, like, huh?
Yeah,
chubs.
And the reason why I quit that job was because the assistant manager dude, he told me like,
Zach, bro,
he told me like, I started working here when I was 16 years old, and I thought I was just gonna keep climbing up the ladder, and I'm still here. Bruh. And dude, when he told me that, dude, I like just quickly realized, like, dude, I'm gaining hella weight. I'm still in community college. I'm not doing anything with my life. Like, I'm failing all my classes. And this guy just told me that we're like exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
When he told me that, dude, I put my 2 weeks notice. I was like, this is not for me. And I like lost the weight, started working at the movie theater.
That's good. Yeah, and then from there. After that, I guess we just ended up talking, no?
Yeah, but how?
How?
Like, what led to us having a conversation?
Honestly? Because, like, it's so weird. Like, I'm a firm believer that, like, stuff just works the way it works. You know what I mean? Like this.
We were meant to be.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Like a couple?
Not like that. Nah.
Bruh.
I think I can
shoot my shot.
I think I can do better than you.
What?
I can't. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Come on, bro.
Dude, you know what I mean? Bro. I'm a catch.
Andy?
Vouch for me.
Is he a catch?
Jordy is definitely a catch.
Thank you.
All right.
But why? No, hold up. But no, okay. Why?
But why?
No comment.
What?
There you go, bro. That means nothing. No, because I can't. Oh, okay. Because I barely know now that, like, we kind of like the same type of music, kind of.
I have better taste, though.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're the type that, like, likes a band from Russia that has, like, 5,000 followers. Nah, it's like, nah, oh, nah, yeah, nah. Bro, you're the very first one to discover them, blah, blah, blah.
In the States.
I don't like, What does that matter, bro? Whether you're the first one to listen to Bad Bunny or the last one, as long as you heard that beautiful music, it don't matter. Bad Bunny?
Yeah. Is it like radio music? Because I don't listen to that.
Andy, do you know who Bad Bunny is?
Bad Bunny's a popular Puerto Rican artist.
Is he attractive?
Oh, is he the one that plays Gasolina?
No, that's Daddy Yankee.
Next topic, please. Oh my god, you're not gonna disrespect him like that. Oh my goodness.
All right, Jesus. Well, how has the pandemic been treating you?
The honest answer?
Yeah, the honest answer. Be real, man. Let it all out. This is therapy for me.
Okay. I didn't notice how bad it got to me until I noticed a couple things, and I saw like the pandemic, like that shit messed me up pretty good, cause I didn't apply for unemployment, so I was always like working, right? I worked at Walmart and it was like peak pandemic when like people were like, I need toilet paper and water, bro. For what, dog? Just buy two of each and we good.
To clean themselves. What do you mean for what?
But bro, come on.
We're in a drought.
All right.
They were preparing.
Picture this. I was here. My register's here, right? Yeah. There was a line all the way to your beer. They all had...
That's not that far. That's like maybe... That's actually just two people. It's not even 6 feet.
Oh, okay. Andy, watch. My register was here. The line was all the way at your house. Okay. Oh, okay. That's all the way over there. Better? Yeah. All right, cool. And each.
I mean, this isn't that
come funny. Come on, bro. Look, use your imagination, bro. Well, you could have said,
imagine that's a human. Imagine that's a human and it goes around the corner. I would have gotten that.
Right?
I got imagination. I'm an artist.
Each customer had, I kid you not, 2 packs of the big toilet papers, the big waters, the big, you know what I mean? Yeah. And to each one, I was like, ah, you can only get one. We would argue for like 20 minutes and then they'd be like, oh, only one? Okay. Like, I told you that in the beginning, bro. Y'all don't listen, bro.
They gotta try to cheat the system, man. Huh? There would have been one worker that would have been like, yeah, whatever, it's fine.
That's how I can't knock the quote-unquote hustle, like trying to take a TV and buy it for $30 when it costs like fucking $1,500.
What are you trying to get at?
Walmart is the spot, bro. Like, if you want to, like, you want to finesse the system, oh my god, they do not care right there. But yeah. I quit that job because I was working like every single day, like long ass shifts, lines and lines. And I got another job, which was more chill, paid better. But then.
Was that the one where you cuddle with people?
Nah, that was the one that I have now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then I got that job, and then something occurred that led me back here to my hometown. And it wasn't until I was back here where I looked back and I was like, damn. Because, like, everybody was like, I was chilling at home getting checks for, like, $600 and this and that. And I was like, damn, bro.
Living that good life.
I should have just done that, you know? But, like, that's, like, the smart thing to do, you know? Because, like, it's made to help you. You know what I mean? It's only that stigma around it that's like, oh, you're collecting money from people that are actually working and stuff.
I don't do that.
No?
I just work. I'm a hard worker. But
for
Andy? Is he or?
He's a very hard worker. Got but it. You were cuddling with people as an introvert?
That's my current job, but we'll say that for like episode 5 or something.
Wait, I gotta wait 4 episodes.
Episode 5, yeah. So tune in.
But for me, honestly, the pandemic has been amazing, dude. I graduated from UC Santa Cruz.
That's right.
I got into a master's program.
Congrats.
It kind of screwed me over. I'm not going to lie. It kind of screwed me over because my main art medium is making bronze sculptures. And it's kind of hard to make bronze sculptures when you don't have access to the foundry or any studio space.
Do you think anyone has that ability?
To what?
To do what you're doing? The bronze sculptures?
Oh, yeah. It's just patience.
Bruh.
Anyone can do it. Like, even if you don't know how to do it, like, let's say you want to make a bronze piece of a bottle.
Beautiful.
All you have to do is make a mold. So you don't actually have to sculpt the bottle. Just make a mold and cast it. So anyone can do it.
But isn't it easier said than done?
No. It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy, and I can show you how to do it. It's not that hard.
Can you show me how to do it?
Maybe.
Can you show Andy, and then can you show me?
I guess.
You know what I've always wanted to do?
I mean, I'm going to...
Vases.
I'm going to teach my fiance how to make them. I've been doing it all this time. We're not allowed to cuss for the first 30 minutes. I broke that rule. I was the one who made it.
Nah, I feel like... The first word, and I was like,
dude, when I said the first word, I was like, you know what? Whatever. I just kept saying it.
Nah, because it's our first episode. We'll get better. We'll get better.
But
I said it, and I was like,
but you said it too?
Y'all have been cursing the whole time.
I know I've been.
I think I said it first, and then as soon. As I said it, I was like, I'm taking money away from my people. And I was like, fuck. Now that I can say it.
Bruh.
No, but since I do bronze sculptures, I can't do it. So I had to figure out different ways to like get creative. So what I did was I started exploring video, right? So I started doing like little interview at like episodes, shows. Is that what you would call it, Andy?
Episodes?
What would you call it?
I'd say shows. Projects.
Yeah, like a project. It was just like a fake project I came up with, because like when I was like coming up with it, I don't ever take photos or post anything online. So I wanted a way to be able to record it when I proposed to my fiance.
Oh, okay, for sure. Right? Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, how can I propose to her without her going like, why are you putting the phone over there or whatever, you know? So I came up with this project. I called it.
Oh, that's right, because it was kind of far, huh?
Yeah. So I came up with this project where the camera would be super far away, so I would have a nice panorama of wherever I proposed to her. But she didn't know that the project was about that. What she thought was like it was just a project where people talk to themselves. Mm-hmm. And it never got released. I'll probably like continue it, but for right now it's just kind of like on hold, because it did its job. But I'm like interested in the project, so I'll maybe pursue it further down the line. But basically I did that, so I explored video projects. Yeah, a lot of people recorded them by the beach, and then I proceeded to go like, okay, like I have the camera now and the gear, why not let's just take it a little step further. So I like, for one of my projects during my master's, I directed, produced, and like just made everything for this one little kind of like a sketch, because mm-hmm. I had a professor that hadn't watched TV in over 20 years. So I wanted to make a project where I forced her to watch TV, but my version TV. Yeah, like I tried to incorporate you in it, and you were like, "Oh, I don't want to. I'm above that." But it's whatever.
Bruh. I'm a very busy man nowadays.
I don't know about that.
I sit at home and I watch wrestling. Go on.
But so, I like all that led to doing this, because I was like, okay, I want to like, what else can I do that's not sculptures or like paintings, just something that like is not, it won't mess up my room.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go crazy.
This might break the our third wall, you know how there's like,
yeah,
you know, I know that you kind of chose me, but was I like the last resort, or was it like, oh, this guy's decent
for this?
Yeah,
no, dude, you were like the first choice. Because you were the one who brought it up to me. Like,
you hear that, folks?
God, like how long ago was it?
I know.
Like 2 years? I know I was still in Merced College.
I know exactly the... Oh, for us?
Yeah, I was still in Merced College.
You're hella tripping.
We were working at Regal.
That I said about this?
About like, not this specifically, but you brought up the fact like, dude, like, why don't we make a podcast? And I was like, I don't know, dude. And it was always kind of like, like, I don't know, man. It didn't really interest me at the time that much. Like, I thought it'd be a cool idea, but I'm not really a talker.
Right.
But I guess this is kind of me talking. But, yeah, those introverts. Bruh. But it was always in the back of my mind. Like, oh, that'd be cool. And I remember when I moved to Santa Cruz, mm-hmm. I asked the people I was living with, like, yo, we should make a podcast. And one of them was like, oh, no, like, I have some friends back home. They made a podcast and, like, nobody really watches it. But it's like, that's not the point.
I feel like... if this pops off, tight, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we make some like money off of it, recognition, but it's more like
just for fun, man.
It's legit, like just for fun. Like, I am an introverted person, so for the most part, I'm either working or I'm taking summer classes, yeah. So I'm like busy, but not the good summer busy where I'm on a yacht 12 shots in. Like, yeah, let's go for a swim, and I don't know how to swim. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like, cool. You know,
yeah, because my, like, main goal that I want to get out of this is to just become better at conversations. Because, like, I'll say I'm decent, but I could definitely be better, and this will improve it a lot.
You know? I find myself saying the same word And I'm like, change it up, dumbass. You know what I mean? Like me, I'm like, oh, for sure. Same thing. I'm like, oh, for sure, for the fucking 10th time, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, say, oh, for sure, sir, gentleman, or something. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, that's tight. And yeah, it was always just a interesting thought, because I was like, you kind of like set this up, you know? Like, if you choose to like, I got bored, I don't really have a choice. You know what I mean? So I was just curious, like, if I was like the bottom, you know, because like I have, my time is very valuable, as yours is too.
And well, I wanted it to be good, you know. Mm-hmm. And like when I was looking at my options, like, yeah, Andy would have been fun, but I feel like Andy would have overpowered me, you know.
He's an extrovert.
He's an extrovert. Like, I would just, he would be the one for sure doing all the talking.
Like, he'll put this podcast on his back.
Yeah.
And like run through it.
Yeah. Like, and I'd be like Yoda, you know, behind Luke's back. Like, yeah, like he's not talking that much, Luke, but he's like the master. He's the one. He's like the mastermind.
So that's Luke right there.
That's Luke.
For sure. Cool.
But you get what I mean? I'd be like the mastermind behind, like, everything. Nobody would see.
But he'll be like the face.
But he'd be the face.
So right here.
Whereas right here, we're both just kind of, we're both struggling, but
that's cute.
It is what it is.
For me, I would say, yeah, like, more into your point where, like, I want to get better at conversating with other people. And I feel like my main thing, I tend to stutter, like, a lot. So that's why sometimes I tend to, like, not talk. Because I don't want to look like a dumbass, you know? Like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been like that since I was, like, tiny, you know? Case and point right there. So you know what I mean?
Just let him rub the engine. He'll get there.
So that's why. Yeah, legit. And, like, I feel like nothing beats, like, just, like, talking, you know?
Did you ever, like, do, like, a stutter? And it's just like, oh, what? Why the heck did I say that? And then, like, once you're home, mm-hmm. man, like, in the shower, if I would have said this,
it would have
gone so much smoother.
It was.
But it didn't go like that.
It was never like that. It was more like, I would, so I would, like, hype it up, like, oh, I'm going to tell this story, you know? And then it would take, like, 10 years to get to the main point. They'd be like, oh.
Bruh,
all right. That was it? I'd be like, oh, that's it. Like, oh, yeah, because, and then I went, and then I would, you know what I mean? But I feel like a main thing is knowing, like, your quote-unquote flaws and, like, realizing them. And, like, if you want, like, wanting to, like, better at them.
Yeah.
If not, like, do you, you know?
For me, it's, like, I don't do the stuttering, but if I don't know, if I can't think of the word, like, that I want to use, I always use a random word, even though it has nothing to do with it.
Do it right now.
Pandemic.
Bruh.
That has to... Oh, my God. Andy, come on, bro.
No, but, like...
check your mans, bro.
I'll say something that has nothing to do with it, you know?
And okay, like, do it right now.
Sense.
Do it right... Golf Media. That book's tight, yeah. That book's tight. Tyler, the Creator.
You heard of Sofia Vergara, though?
There you go.
Bruh.
That's She's better. Cool. I like that.
I like her accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her husband is gonna play Death... What?
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And he looks badass, bro. He was in the ending of Batman vs. Superman, or was it Justice League?
See, but I'm more of a fan of Harry Potter.
I've never seen any...
Me neither. I have seen though. Have you seen the edit where it's like, instead of wands, you're using guns?
No, I think you showed me that, no?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
My fiance is like a crazy Harry Potter fan. And like one day I told her, like, yo, we're watching Harry Potter.
It was like, just that.
She was like, are you serious? Like, yeah, let's watch Harry Potter. And she was like, I have the movie. And I was like, no. I have it too. Like, mm-hmm. It'll be a lot easier if I just play from my computer,
it's like,
you know?
I got you. Chill back, lay back. You're good. Yeah.
I put the movie on and literally, like, the intro, like, when they say the title screen or whatever, it's like, pa, pa. Like, like she's instantly like, this is not Harry Potter, huh? I'm like, no, it is.
The only thing that I know is the villain that has no nose, that guy looks super tight. Andy, do you know what I'm talking about?
What's his name?
Voldemort.
That guy looks super dope. Like, there's some villains that are like...
He doesn't have a nose. And he's hella pale.
That's what I said. He doesn't have a nose.
But that doesn't look cool. Bruh.
There's certain villains that they just look the part. And there's some villains where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm super big and you gotta destroy me. You know what I mean? Like, right now, what's the best villain? And there's only one correct response. In the Marvel, what? DC world, there's only one correct response.
In the Marvel universe?
Mm-hmm. In the Marvel, or if there's one in DC. Because DC, there's one that looks pretty tight too. Like, there's a lot of villains, right?
Yeah.
But there's just one that like fits the part of that villain, of that, like, he wants his revenge. He wants his evil. Who?
Big Will.
Andy, is that the correct answer?
He's a villain. He's a cool villain.
I think that's a no, bro.
Andy, come on, turn that mic on.
I don't even know who that is.
What do you mean?
Andy, Big Will?
Andy, pull it up.
Put it on the screen, bro.
Pull it up. Show him who Big Will is. I can't believe you don't know who this guy is. He's literally the most... He's the strongest villain. You talk about that. No, don't
yeah, 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 yeah. Right there, wheel. Perfect.
Right there. Jackson and Wheel, bro. How do you fight that?
I feel like I'll give you points because it's like, I'm sure it's like from a specific Spider-Man. So that's tight.
Look at him.
I mean, he looks tight.
Bro, he looks more than tight.
What's this?
Oh, Momana Don. That's my favorite Star Wars character.
I don't really know Star Wars, bro.
No?
Mm-mm.
This guy's iconic.
Like, do you know the different, like, what are they called? Planets?
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, like that. Like, I don't know that.
I know
that
about Momana Don, though. Mm-mm. That guy's, he's cool. But go back to the picture. We need to talk about that. No. Go back. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, there you go. So this picture, and I can't show this. I can't show this picture, but basically, in a group chat, Andy roasted me, right?
Right.
It was kind of one of those jokes where it's like, have y'all gone to SockCon? And you go like, oh, what's SockCon? And he'll respond like, sock on this dick. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of one of those jokes, and he got me good.
Clever.
Right?
Clever.
He got me good. So I was like, you know what? I need to get this guy back. So I photoshopped his face sucking a guy's dick.
The camera's in the way, so I can't see. So you're good.
And in the group chat, everyone else was like, you know how with iPhones you could put like laughed at whatever message?
Mm-hmm.
So they were laughing at his message, which was like, all right, y'all want to play like that? So I photoshopped their faces onto the picture as well. So Andy's sucking one of their dicks, and then the other dude's like, in the picture, the guy that's sucking the dick is spreading the guy's butthole open, right? So I put another guy's face right next to it, and I was like, okay, I need to take this a step further, because I always do. So what I did was, I placed an order of this picture through Google, because I was gonna ship it to one of their houses,
mm-hmm,
under his name. So when he would open it, it'd be like, when he would get it, it'd be like, oh, I got a package, you know? I don't remember ordering a package.
Oh, I got shoes.
And when he would open it, it'd be this photo I photoshopped of all of them. Bruh. As a like, this is what y'all get. And dude,
oh my god,
I ordered it last month on the 25th, and I was like, that thing's gonna arrive any day now. You know, I'm gonna get a message like, what the hell is this?
Delivered.
I get an email today. And it ruined my day, honestly. Like, I was excited. Like, Andres graduated today. Shout out to Andres graduating UC Santa Cruz. And he's now gonna go to a master's program.
Congrats, Andy.
In UC Santa Cruz. It was a nice day, bro. It was windy. It was beautiful. It wasn't too hot.
Today was
wasn't
nice, too huh? cold. Yeah.
And then like midday, bro, I get an email from Google saying we couldn't process this order because it goes against our guidelines, whatever. I was like, come on, bro. Like, if it was like that, like, why didn't you guys tell me like the second day that I placed the order? Why you wait so long? Because their joke is ruined now. The joke is ruined. So I was just like, okay, I'm gonna just take screenshots and just send it to him, because I like just as like I was gonna do this, but Google didn't let me.
I feel like they have so many customers now, and they're like, oh, you know, like
they canceled it because they didn't like the content.
No, but the reasoning as to why they let you know so late, they probably have like,
I doubt it. Bro. Come on,
I think
they
so.
Can't. If it's Google, if it's Google,
it's Google, bro.
An order.
Google.
They have so many workers that I can guarantee. Like as soon as I place the order, I'm pretty sure they already have a worker working on it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, I was just salty, honestly. Like I was like, come on, you guys could have let me know, because I would have ordered it to somewhere else that would have been okay with that kind of content.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't, and now the joke is ruined, and it's fine.
Isn't it homophobic that they didn't let you?
Dude, that's what I was. That was set up
on Pride Month,
and all that. Bruh. And what if it was like one of my art pieces? Like, what if that was my art form?
Mm.
I'll do photos of that, and like, I can't print it. Like, where can I go print it? Nowhere, because they don't like that stuff.
Embarrassed, apparently. Right?
Well, I can see why they probably don't allow it. Because imagine like just a worker, you know, like oh, I gotta print these photos, and like he has to see that.
Probably like, having like
the picture's fine, but when you see the guy like spraying the other guy's buff, was just kind of like, okay, that's a bit too much.
It gets pretty, yeah. That's where you draw the line.
You're too out of pocket for an introvert, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. He's not an introvert.
I am. Like, Horace would not be in that situation.
Mm-hmm. I would never that's be there, bro.
I didn't do it. I did it through the phone. I didn't do it in person. It's different. I can do it on the phone. It's fine.
I feel like that's what we're going to discover through this podcast.
That
like
I'm not an introvert. Yeah, I'm a fake. I'm phony.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's just this facade to like.
It's not.
I don't know what being.
Okay.
I don't know what being an introvert has to like what it entails.
Let's take it back to high school. When did y'all see me hanging out with anybody?
I never saw you, period.
Exactly.
Bro.
You want to know why? Andy, do you know why?
Actually, I never saw either of you.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, y'all never saw me in high school because during lunchtime, I would go to the art room and I would work on drawings.
No, but
every
watch.
Single day.
But like high school is high school, bro. Like we were like kids. Like we didn't even.
Yeah, but the percent.
But like
people,
we didn't.
I understand
but
people
like,
grow, but
we didn't know. You know, like we're like low ass kids and shit.
Okay, but even in college, like I never really. Made a big group of friends. Like Andy, I would see this guy with like he was dancing with some girl one time and stuff like that.
There you go. Let's go.
We're not talking about that story.
Episode 6.
We're not talking about that.
But like I never like made a group of friends. I never did. Even in even in UC Santa Cruz, I never really made a big group of friends. It was always small.
Now that's cap.
That's cap.
Stop the cap, bro.
I had a very small friend group.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you're an introvert, and you're. I'm not saying that you're not one, but like, there's people that are like more in the hole, and there's people that are like,
bruh.
Like more out. You know what I mean?
See, I like you said, I strive in this kind of settings. It's only three of us. I can guarantee if there was like a fourth or fifth person, I couldn't do it.
I can vouch that Jose is an introvert. Yeah. Like he tries to avoid large crowds as much as possible. Like honestly, three is like a little much for him at times.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Nice bounce.
But I feel like I don't know if you're trying to like work through that, but like
I'm pretty happy with it.
You seem pretty happy.
Like I've been doing good up to this.
You put
point.
Yeah.
I put a ring on it.
You put a ring on it, like
she loves me. So, what else can I ask for? A job, I guess. A good job. Once I get
clothes, I guess. Probably clothes? Some clothes.
I mean, I'm pretty happy just always wearing a flannel with a shirt. Some tight jeans that cut my circulation.
I want a Stone Island hoodie. Or a crew neck, rather.
What?
Stone Island?
What is that?
Andy?
Is that a brand?
Yes, not that.
Is it that? Dude, I want to put that in a shirt so bad. But I think I'm not going to be allowed.
There you go.
It's just...
I could just put it on a shirt for
honestly.
You.
Honestly.
But look, like, that's where
why
it's like...
Why does it look like a Nazi uniform, though?
Go ahead.
Like, if that was...
Go ahead. Cap on it. Go.
I don't like that. Cap on it. Go. What's up with that tag on the...
sleeve? That's their, like, thing, bro. Like...
That was also the Nazis.
If someone sees that, they're like, oh... French for life.
It's not. I'd go like white supremacy. Andy?
I can't even see it. I don't know why it's not like...
I have terrible internet.
So. Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
It's okay. But yeah. But that's just like that's like probably a plain sweater. Maybe some good material, but like it's all like the name, you know?
I don't like it. Why not just get a plain colored sweater?
As I just explained,
I wasn't paying attention.
That plain sweater doesn't have that patch right there.
But you can make it yourself.
Yeah.
It's hella easy.
Oh my God.
You want me to teach you?
I'm okay. Bruh. I'd rather buy it for $350.
Oh my God. Dude, it is $305.
Wait, that much?
Do you not see
my $305? God, dude. That's not worth it.
Oh, really? Oh. That was just off the top, bro.
That's how much you look stock. At it. It's out of stock. Oh
and it's out of stock.
Anyone can make that though.
I don't. The way you think, bro. It's truly like, why buy that when I can make it? Like, bro, yeah. People are lazy, bro. People want to buy on like, flaunt, you know, like strut.
Bruh.
You know.
I don't like that.
I knew you wouldn't. You're more like of a. Yeah, just a flannel guy, which is fine.
Just a flannel guy.
Yeah, it looks good on you.
Yeah.
GG.
And it's so easy, man. Like, I have zero stress of what I'm going to wear when I go out. Because, like, everyone knows he's going to be wearing a flannel.
It's 108 outside, still he's a flannel. Be wearing a flannel. I don't know how you do that shit.
I run pretty cool, though. Like, right here, I'm probably looking hella greasy.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of these lights. And this room is hot. It's hot. Andy, do you agree?
The room is pretty hot.
But
you're hotter.
Thank you.
Well,
not Horacio, right?
I don't know. Horacio's got muscles. He's got tattoos.
But like, but I got like, he just said it. I got the personality, you know, of an extrovert.
Yeah, but you're introverted. No one's going to know that personality.
You're right. No, but they are going to know. No, they are going to know. They are going to know. If they watch this,
mm-hmm.
They're going to know. Whoever watches this.
Tune in.
My mom. But.
Yeah, but I feel like it's just a weird subject. I legit feel like we can talk about this for like this episode, next episode, blah, blah, blah.
What kept you motivated during all this time, though?
Finishing school.
Finishing school?
Straight up. I just want to finish that shit and see like what else, like what's next.
Bro, honestly, I think the school aspect during the pandemic was the part that I hated the most. Really? I wanted to drop out so many times. And thank God for my fiance, because she was like, no, just power through.
Come on, baby.
Because if it wasn't for her, dude, I would have been out. I would have been out like the first week
of my master's. I always choose to like look at it as like, I feel like there's people that are going to like just be like, oh, I would just take a semester off and then just join when it's back.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know how much, but like school was like easy, you know, because we had different avenues to do certain stuff.
Yeah, but with art, it's so hard, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're fucked. You know what
I
mean?
I was like, I can't do anything I actually want to do. And I'm just like, my room was always a mess. Because they had, like, all my materials lying on the floor. And I had, like,
The one in San Jose? In
San Jose.
Yeah, that shit was hella dirty, bro. Yeah.
And even when I lived with my fiance in Folsom,
mm-hmm.
like, I never felt, like, because that was her space, you know? I never felt comfortable, like, making some big art piece. Because, like, when I make something, it just, like, takes over the whole room. You know, because I just like the access to just, like...
Okay. You're an artist.
Yeah, because I'm in the work mode, you know? So I'm in the work mode. I want to have everything available. Because I'm, like, when I'm making something, I'm not just, like, I'm going to make this painting. Like, if I'm in work mode, mm-hmm. I'm making a sculpture, a painting, a drawing, something digital, all at the same time. Not just one thing. Because I need to be just, like, in it. From till I wake up, till I fall asleep, just, like, every single second is, like, covering something.
It kind of, like, consumes your life, kind of.
Yeah, and it's kind of bad, because, like, I let it consume me way too much, because I know that's, like, something my fiancé would like me to change, just, like, not get too into the work mode. And I get it, because, like, when I get into the work mode, dude, I do not want to talk to anybody. If somebody, like, I'll legit just turn off my phone, and if somebody contacts me, I'll see that they send me a message or a phone call. Mm-hmm. I'll just be like,
Yeah, bro, you're like the worst texter ever. You take like fucking hours to reply back. Sometimes bro. Days. And I'm like, bro, it's a simple question.
But it's no, but
like, bro, you can legit, you can legit see it and be like, oh, let me just reply so he's not tripping about it. You know, he's like, oh no. Like, bro, come on, bro. It legit takes 5 seconds.
I know, but like. When I you're not talking about when I respond quick though. There's times.
There,
like you'll send me a text and
you've
like
never responded within the fast, second. I swear.
Within the second, unless sometimes I respond.
Unless it benefits you, it's like, oh, do you want? Oh, bro. Hey, hey, bro. Do you want extra guac? Like, oh yes, within like the minute, bro.
Can you help me out with this?
2 days later, oh yeah, maybe.
I mean, see, for me, it's like if you really wanted to ask me that, just give me a call.
We live in the nowadays.
I don't want to respond to that text message.
Where do you live? Do you live in 1998, bro? Dude,
sometimes I don't know what to respond to that message because it's like, what do you want me to say to that? I have nothing to say.
I can give me a phone call. I can go on my phone.
I would answer
this. I can check my text right now. There's at least one where you could have been like, yep.
But boom.
But it's like set at 2:34 p.m. Reply 10:34 p.m. It's like hours later where I'm like, bro, yeah, pa que.
Introverts don't like phone calls.
That's not true. I love phone calls because you can just like, you don't got to worry about like, okay, I'm going to send this message. I got to wait for them to respond so I can continue the conversation. When I could just give them a call, it'll take, where in a text message, it'll take like at least, if the two parties are responding quick, at least 10 minutes just for like a simple question. A phone call, it's like, yo, you want this? No, I don't. All right, later.
For me, it's always like, if you call me, you're like dying. You know what I mean? No. Yeah, legit.
I don't like that. See, if you think I'm bad though, this guy?
We are now in the final minute. Final minute.
But he's an extrovert, bro. He has this person to talk to and this person to host.
Take us back, Andy.
Taking us back.
Okay. Any last thoughts? Episode 1. What can improve?
A lot.
A lot, yeah. We started out rough, dude. We started out rough.
A lot, but I feel like...
Right?
Like, considering how, like...
Bruh.
How we are and stuff. That's okay.
Yeah, it was a good first try. Andy? All right, well, Andy... is cutting us off. So thank you,
Andy, coming through. Damn.
I had 15 seconds left. I thought the process would take 15 seconds.
He said, I'm in charge.
We're done.
I run this podcast.
End the show.
It's like the Oscars. I'm cutting y'all off.
We can end the show, Andy.
I want to thank this person and then my producer and then,
well, thank you for tuning in. when most people would tune out. Thank you for watching.